Okay, recording now. I'm gonna do the intro. Is this one? Go to.
Pardon me.
And okay. That's how we start.
Yeah, that's gonna be the cold intro. Let's go. Hello everyone and welcome to the G3 podcast. We're back. Yes, it's season 2. And because of that, we have a new intro. I don't know if anyone's going to like it. I like it. The rest of us like it. That's why we chose it. But anyways, we have our usual 2 today. We don't have our 3 because Chris isn't here because he's Chris. Anyways, we have me, Nerm. Hi. We also have Vinyl Shy Soul. Say hello, mate. There you go. We also have some guests this time. We have 2, in fact. We have our dear friend, Ali. I don't know if he's here to reply, but say hello, Ali.
Hello, what's up?
And we also have Mikio.
What's up?
We're good, guys. This is what's going on, guys. We're ready. We're ready for anything that this podcast, this day can pull against us. So we're going to start talking about all this shit. But before we do that, let's just die this music down. Okay, just quietly die it down. Good.
Can I make a remark?
Yeah.
that music made me sound like I was at my grandma's house.
Hello.
No, do you know what I mean? I felt like I was sitting down in my grandma's room, listening to that music and falling asleep, you know?
I think Chris was the first one to say he liked this one.
Okay, now. Chris is not here right now. There we go.
Chris is dead to us. That's Chris it. Is dead. I'm going to fire Chris.
There's only G2.
G3
is not here yet.
Ali has been in G3 more than Chris has been in G3. So I'm going to say that now.
G guess. That's Ali. G guess.
Ali's a new member. We booted out Chris. Fuck Chris.
G4.
G4. It would have been G5, but Chris is gone. It's G4. Alt G4. That's our podcast name. It's Alt G4. Not Alt F4, but it's Alt G4. There we go. Anyway. Oh,
God, imagine turning to G5. You got Michael next.
PlayStation 5, what? The G4 console.
It just started increasing. Generation 5.
G4 console. It still can't run Cyberpunk. The G4 console. Anyway.
And Vinyl. Mikio, please, Mikio. You silly.
Okay, we got it.
If he says it wrong, I'll censor it. Don't worry.
No, that's just fine. I'm actually just making my job harder.
Just making my job harder.
Cool bang.
I'm not gonna cool bang. Cool bang.
It works. There you go.
No, I'm not gonna cool bang. We're not gonna cool bang. How's everyone been? How's everyone dealing with COVID-19? Well, lockdown.
I don't care anymore at this point.
What do you mean?
What's COVID again? I forgot what this is.
Because are you guys still at the college?
We are still in college. Well, I'm speaking for myself. I'm still in college. But we're doing, because of the restrictions right now, we're doing this whole online stupidity.
Ali, are you still at the college as well?
Yeah, we're still in college. We're in the same course still.
Are you guys still using like the Google stuff or are you using like Microsoft Teams?
No, we actually use Discord.
What?
Yeah, we just use Discord.
Oh, because you guys are doing like game design, aren't you?
Yeah, our teacher's got Discord and now.
So your teacher understands fucking Discord. When we were still in the college, right? And I'm gonna name drop him, his name is Toby. I'm not gonna say his last name. But Toby made us use fucking Google Hangouts. We use Google Hangouts and then fucking Darren would make us go to fucking Google Teams. Microsoft Teams. I don't understand. What? Use one system, please.
Do you know what? Yeah, I take credit. And I think my teacher confused it, but I take credit because I believe I was the one that introduced Discord to my teacher. But he thinks he was someone else in class. But I didn't say anything.
Wait, I thought it was someone else.
No, it was me. Remember first year before the whole lockdown happened, and I was telling Jez that I was using Discord to make this group for me, you, and you know someone else. Do you not remember? And then Jez was asking, "What you doing?" And I said, "I'm just creating this." So then it becomes a kind of like our layout structure for our FMP. And then I suggested that we should use Discord as a way of communication.
I remember that. That was a long time ago.
And I didn't get credit for it. Do you know what?
Just cue the flashback.
Bam. Do you know what? Real talk, right? You see my teacher? I think he's trying to get everyone in media to use Discord.
It should.
That's so easy to use.
I thought we recommended them Discord.
Zoom is the most annoying thing because Zoom, if you're trying to use it and you're not paying for it, you only have like 40 minutes to use every Zoom call. Whereas Discord, you can sit there for like 25 hours. No one cares. Like, who cares?
I like Discord though. Do you know what? Discord this year has been a really, really dope platform to use. We document shit right now, isn't it? The things we do, you see, like before last year, before Discord was like a thing to use at all, we used a thing called WordPress, right? And we would document all our things on it. And as time went by, this whole lockdown happened, our teacher created this, he didn't create the server just yet, the server that would be for our year. But he told us, create your own server, drop me in there, and then I can just mark your work from there. So that's what we did, innit? Throughout the lockdown thing, we started to put our work in our servers, and that's how we got marked until we found out the FMP of last year wouldn't even count at all. Like, for other people, the GCSEs wouldn't count and so forward. And this year, he created a server, right, where we're all in that server. He has specific divisions for the specific things that he taught us, you know, for the game design. And we have our own servers at the same time to... you know, to put our work through, and he goes through and mark it and gives feedback and etc. And it goes towards if you're going university or not. Do you get what I mean? It's like your portfolio right there, that Discord server.
So speaking about online learning, a thing that has happened recently that I saw on Twitter is that people have been getting online detentions. So imagine that you're sitting at home, you're relaxing at home, right? You've got a lecture or a lesson, like let's say an online science lesson, right? You've got to learn about fucking trigonometry. I don't fucking know what science is, right? You've got to learn about science, right? Oh, okay. Maybe during the time when the teacher's talking, you accidentally have your microphone on. Oh, detention.
Right.
The fuck? What do you mean? Imagine you're fucking, I don't know, you're sending a message in the core chat, right? Oh, you can't talk in the chat unless you want to ask a question. Detention. The fuck? Or like, let's say you don't have your webcam on because the rules are you have to have your webcam on when we're doing a lesson. You don't have it on, they're gonna go detention. The fuck? And my first thought is, just don't go to the detention. What are they gonna do to you? Like,
imagine
you get a detention and they go, oh, stay in the call. After lesson, right? What if you just leave the call? What are they gonna do to you? Come to your house?
Do you know what they can do though? They can probably give you a horrible grade.
Who
fucking cares? I wanna go to bed. Who cares?
They go to come to your house, grab you, put you in a sack, and just bring you to school. You just wake up and you're like, what the fuck?
You go to sleep and you wake up. You're in. You know the scenes in like movies where they put people at the cell and they beat them up? It's like that, but with your school teachers. They're like, they just kidnap you. Because you didn't do the detention.
All right, welcome to detention. We're in COVID, but you're here.
Imagine going to like the teacher's office, but it's a different group call. So you just go to the teacher's office. You have to disconnect and reconnect to the teacher's office.
Apparently, there's a thing going wrong. Like, not wrong, but there's a thing going on YouTube where people invite YouTubers to come into their Zoom calls in lessons, and the teachers are always confused.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's actually been going on. Like, if you search up YouTubers like that, they actually do that. It's hilarious.
That's so good. That's so good. But imagine that. Guys, I'm going to ask you a question. If you were given a Zoom call detention, would you go to it? If so, or if not, why not?
No, that just sounds stupid in every single level.
I have no answer for that because that's so stupid. That is so stupid. I don't have an answer for it.
Zoom call detentions.
That's a dumb idea. Right? You see my no, right? I will say no in every single language possible, right?
I understand. I understand you can have detention, not detention, but you can have a work, like you can have like a catch-up session, you can have like lessons, but detention type of Zoom, fuck off of that. No one wants that.
Detention Zooms.
Can I throw a question?
Yes, sure.
Go and, you know, make a link with what you just said, right, with the detention on a Zoom call or whatever. Do you think it's going to now become a norm, maybe in the near future, that we're going to have online lessons?
No, I think with the future, right, once everything's back to normal and everyone goes back to actual lessons, what I can see is, if a teacher is ill, right, this is what I can possibly see. Let's say a teacher is ill, right?
Right.
They just call in on Zoom from home and still teach the lesson. like they're on a fucking monitor in the top corner, right? And everyone else is in the fucking class. And then the teacher's assistants have to make sure everyone in the class is not misbehaving, but they're still doing a lesson. I can see that happening.
I picture just them in the hospital with a heart monitor, and they just all you see is the heart monitor go beep,
beep, beep. And it's like, okay. John, what are you doing there, John? John, stop throwing tissue paper out here. Beep, beep. You know that one kid who's always like, back chatting to the teacher, right? He back chats, and all you hear is beep, 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 beep. It gets faster and faster as he keeps back chatting. To go on to the next, some other news, right? So, I'm going to start with this one easy because it makes sense if you start with this one and link to the other ones. But yesterday, from recording this, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Marvel has started to release the episodes of their new TV show called WandaVision. Right? So Marvel Phase 4, Marvel's back, and they now have a Disney Plus show called WandaVision. Any of you not watched the first two episodes?
Can I be honest with you? I don't have a clue what's WandaVision. Do you know what? Yeah, I like Marvel products. I've always been a DC guy, right? I've always been a DC guy, but I like Marvel products. Mainly because they have Deadpool, and that's mainly the only character I really like out of Marvel.
Speaking about Deadpool, sorry, I need to interrupt you here. Speaking about Deadpool, this goes into the other news we have. Deadpool 3 will be part of the MCU, and it will still be a rated R movie. Yes.
They have a 3 coming out.
Well, they're planning to make a 3, and it's going to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, that's dope. I remember. Do you know what? You see Deadpool 2, right? Mm-hmm. I watched that. I think I was 21 at the time. 20? No, I take that back. 20. I watched that on the day of my birthday. I've enjoyed that movie so much. I've actually enjoyed that movie so much.
No, just saying. I have a feeling they're going to do a reference to the end games for the Marvel movie Deadpool. They put the new one. They're probably going to do that. They're
going to
do
movie,
like a reference.
Only movie Alex likes is both.
Oh, no. That's not a movie. No one watched that. That is something you will die from.
Alex is like, no.
The worst fucking thing.
He didn't even let you finish the name. He's like, no.
I know what you're talking about. No.
No.
He did not let you finish.
I have my taste in more best anime. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you do have your specific taste.
Yes, like girls orgasming over food.
Yeah, that's food wars. We're not get Alex. Stop. We're not at the food wars topic yet. We're not there yet, Alex. Relax.
He's trying to get you back from that earlier on.
You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going too fast. We're only 17 minutes in, Alex. We've got to fill in an hour, Alex. Relax, bro. Okay.
He's like, you damn demon. You brought that nonsense up.
So, Alex.
I finally need to wear out.
Mikio and Ali. There has been reports that Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, will be returning to the MCU. What do you feel about that?
This is America.
What? How does that work?
That's all I feel about it.
How many movies has he done? Has he done as Captain America?
I have no idea. Let's search up Chris Evans. According to Google, he has done Endgame, which is one. First Avenger, which is two. Avengers, which is three. Mm-hmm. Winter Soldier, which is four. Civil War, which is five. Infinity War, which is six. Age of Ultron, which is seven. I think that's it. Yeah, seven. He's done seven Marvel movies.
Then, to be honest, that makes sense then, doesn't it? Do you know the whole thing, right? You see, if you look at James Bond, James Bond, for example, you had Daniel Craig taking in the role as James Bond for the last few years, right? Like, if you ever told me, how would you feel if Daniel Craig came back to do one more James Bond? I was like, that makes sense, because this man has been doing James Bonds for years. This guy has been doing Captain America for years. So if his return is linked to do one more Captain America, right, then it makes sense. Like, I would like to see Chris Evans one more time, you know, doing Captain America. But if he's linked with a different project, then I wouldn't say no to it as well, because at the end of the day, you know, there's actors or actresses that get tired of doing the same, you know, character years after years after years. So they would want something new. So I would applaud the idea of bringing him back to MCU and maybe either taking Captain America role again, or maybe a new fresh project that, you know, Marvel may have in hand for him, you know?
Maybe we'll see. Just knowing, so far it's a rumor. That's all it is. It's a rumor we have.
So there's no confirmation yet?
None.
Ali, what's your point on this? What do you take on this? So Chris Evans,
he's a good actor.
Oh, okay, there you know.
He's a good Captain America. He was a I liked him in Fantastic Four as well, but
yeah, he was Human Torch. Changed that.
Yeah.
So apparently, sorry, Ben, I know this is your role to do the things, but I guess just put it out. So apparently, according with Ben and what he knows from his sources, Chris Evans may be making a return to Marvel. Now, we don't know if it's to do a Captain America role or maybe a new project that Marvel may have in hand for him. But what's your point of view? Would you applaud the idea of him returning to Marvel?
Or do As you think... Captain America? Yeah, I would.
What about a new project? Would you take that into board?
If he's a completely different person, but in the Marvel universe? Like, different character?
Yes.
No. He's Captain America. It wouldn't make sense for him to be someone else.
Okay, I'm back. I got my chicken nuggets. I'm back.
Yeah, but wouldn't you take in the idea of, like, maybe he's probably tired of doing Captain America? He's done six or seven movies.
Yeah, and they're all great. If he makes another great Captain America movie, then even better.
Okay, do you know why Daniel Craig stopped being James Bond?
No.
Because he was actually tired of playing James Bond. That's the reason he left the role.
But he's good at it.
That's fine, but you know, as an actor, you want to do new projects at the end. It's like you, right? Down the line, you want to be a designer. Like, you don't want to keep on doing the same project, like GTA, for example.
Yeah, but that depends on the actor. If they don't want to do it, then that's fine. But as the viewer, yeah, I'd want to see him as Captain America again.
Wouldn't you applaud the idea of, though, maybe him taking a new role in the Marvel universe?
And it depends. It depends if he plays it well. Knowing him, he probably will.
Yeah, but you said no earlier on.
Yeah, I still wouldn't like the idea of it. But when you watch a movie and it's like, you didn't expect to like it, but then you end up liking it. That happens.
So it's not a completely a no then?
No, it's not a complete no. But the idea does not sound appealing, of him being a completely different character.
Because of your view of him being Captain America?
Exactly.
Oh, right.
But if he plays it well, which he most likely will, then... yeah, it'll probably be a good movie still.
Fair enough. Alex, I'm not actually going to ask you anything at all. Please take away.
We kind of did leak into the news segment, but we're just actually going to go into the proper news segment because I can't find any way to meet together. Let's just go straight in to the news segment. We're in a new segment, guys. That's a new jingle. We haven't had that one before. Oh, there's new things happening in series 2. Who knows? We could be, I don't know, killing someone this episode. find out. I don't know. Anyways, we have in the news today, we have some information, right? So Ubisoft, the people who made Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed, are going to be making an open world Star Wars game. So there's an article by IGN. Here it says, Ubisoft is working on a story-driven open-world Star Wars game with Lucasfilm Games, right? The Division developer, Ubisoft's massive well-developed... Oh, is that what they're called? Ubisoft Massive. The Division developer, Ubisoft Massive, will develop the new game. According to Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot, it marks the start of a long-term collaboration with Disney. No other gameplay details have been announced, and Massive is actively recruiting for the project. The game will utilize the Snowdrop engine used for the studio's Division games, and Division 2 director Julian Gregory will direct this project too. So these are the people who make The Division. Have either, has anyone here played The Division or The Division 2?
No, I have.
I have not.
Alex, well, of course you did. Alex, do you think the people who've made Division 2 would make a good Star Wars game?
I really don't. I don't think so.
Why is that?
Just from Division 2 and 1, they made an open world, but it was not too open to the people. So it was like, it's mostly like an RPG type of thing. Mm-hmm. So Division 1 was... it was okay, but then Division 2 came along. It was great, but not that great. Okay. But it did came along as a good game. But for doing a Star Wars game, don't give it to them. What you doing? Don't give it to them.
But hold on, wouldn't you think, Alex, you see the people who done Division 2, right? Wouldn't you think being offered the opportunity to do Star Wars the open world, right?
They would, but you know, you...
Hold on.
Hold on, that's not my question.
Yeah, but that's not my question, though. My question is, so they flopped Division 2, so from what I understand, I've never played the game, so everyone knows that I've never played the game.
Division 2 is okay, it's just not much content. That's the thing.
But there you go. Don't you think that them having the opportunity, right, to do Star Wars open world, don't you think this is their time to do a redemption, like Road Redemption? See that reference I did, Road Redemption? Ah. There you go.
I'm sorry, the amount of games they have made. A lot of people complain about them, but this might be a chance.
Yeah, but don't you think it's their time to shine in terms of like, this is my redemption now. Division 2 didn't work out well, but if we can get Star Wars, World to work, we can finally get this kicking.
You're gonna when they make it, you're gonna buy it and you're gonna play it. Okay.
No, I don't like Star Wars. I don't know the movies. I don't really like the movies. I'm not a fan. I played one Star Wars, and that was on the PlayStation 1, right? PlayStation 1. I'm old, for any of you want to know. I'm old. I didn't like the game that much. I've never bought any of the franchise games, never watched the movie. I'm just not a fan of Star Wars. I believe
I'm not much of a fan either, but I just watch it. I don't really care about it. I just
Bam, what's the name of the company that did Division 2?
Ubisoft.
It's Ubisoft Massive.
Right. You see Ubisoft Massive, I believe that right now this is their opportunity to wipe a clean slate with Division 2, Division 1. Where...
Oh. Chris? You just did a Chris.
I see went to space there.
Mikio!
I got kicked out. I don't know how.
Because your mic was,
your whole mic, this, it just went bleh. You turned it
to Chris.
Damn it, man. I guess everyone will now see me on a weekly basis because I'm the new Chris now.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the new Chris.
You don't want to be crushed.
I don't even want to be an Alex, let alone.
Hey. It's great gaming. I make dreams come true.
Yeah, yours. No one else's. So
all I said was that this was Ubisoft's chance to just clean aside any messed up open world they did. And with Star Wars, if this kicks off really well, like GTA 5 has so far, then they could they could have a different image at the end of the day, saying, you know what, these people can actually handle a task of doing an open world game, because the next few years, I believe that's going to be the norm with many big games, open world.
I'm not doubting Ubisoft, because they did make Rainbow Six, which that became a very popular game. So if they did make this, there might be a chance they actually pull it off, because Rainbow Six was one of their popular games they had made.
No, I get it, but and you do game design yourself, so you probably should know as well. One thing is to do either a game that's a battle royale, maybe mixed with a bit of story on the side, or maybe not. Another thing is you working on the side, right, in open world, and do what GTA 5 has been doing for the last, 4 years? That's the open world has been out, 4 years maybe, and keep updating and adding in new updates, right? You said Division 2 was boring. You said Division 2 was boring.
I didn't say it was boring, it's just lacking content, that's the thing.
There you go. It was boring. There you go. So if they can make Star Wars as productive and have a longevity like GTA 5, because GTA 6 is not coming out anytime soon. They've had an interview recently saying that they will be making the GTA 6 in between the lines, like the guy who was in charge said it. But for the time being, they're just focusing on the GTA 5, but the open world. So if they can achieve Star Wars the same thing, I guess GTA 5 might have a competitor in the shape and form of Star Wars, which I'm not really a fan of.
So, there's been some other news, gaming-wise. Hogwarts Legacy, it's been delayed, and this is the statement that I put on Twitter. We would like to thank fans from around the world on the tremendous reaction to our announcement of Hogwarts Legacy from our Portkey Games label, creating the best possible experience for all the Wizarding World and gaming fans is paramount to us, so we are giving the game it needs. Hogwarts Legacy will be released in 2022. What do you guys think about the idea of a Harry Potter game? You guys know about Harry Potter?
I know a bit of Harry Potter, but I'm more surprised of that announcement. There's no specifying why or if I was a fan, right, of Harry Potter, which once again I'm not a fan, I've seen like a movie or two, and I like the movies, they're not bad, they're not something I would watch again, but they're not bad. But if I was like a big Harry Potter fan and I was expecting to see this RPG game, and then I get this announcement saying you know what, it was supposed to come out in 2021, but unfortunately we're postponing it to 2022. And it's not like I'd be mad that they postponed it. I'd be annoyed that you didn't give a specific reason why. And, I'd be happy with the reason, like, because it's the pandemic and we have to do the social distancing work at home, and it may take a bit more time to get it onto the stores, to the e-stores or whatever. I can understand that, but that announcement is just saying... we're just postponing it until 2022. Thank you and goodbye. But
I get you.
But an idea of a Harry Potter game, my thought is I've never really watched properly all the movies. Why not? We have a Star Wars, right? We have a Lego game. Why not make a Harry Potter game? I'm sure. You see King's Cross, right? You know the station. They have like a little shop there that's like dedicated to the whole Harry Potter franchise. And if you've seen, right, the amount of people that was there, tourists specifically as well, I can just imagine that, in between them there must be a big head gamers or even small time gamers that would love to see a Harry Potter RPG game just in the stores. You get to put yourself in a role of the main character. I would love that. I love story games. I'd love to get myself in the shoes of a main character role,
Other news.
I'm Among Us.
Other news we have. So, anyone who has been on the G3 channel knows that we like to play any kind of game. Anyone who's seen us stream, we have in the past streamed wrestling video games.
Ah!
All Elite Wrestling is another wrestling company. So there's WWE, there's New Japan Pro Wrestling, there's TNA, there's fucking every fucking name abbreviation you can think of. Then there's AEW, which is probably the second largest gaming company. I don't mean that. I meant wrestling company. The second largest wrestling company in the United States and in the world is AEW, right? And they recently have announced that they're going to make a video game. And they've recently given out some details for their video game. So I'm going to read this report out. The AEW console game will feature a campaign, so a story mode, multiplayer, a create a wrestler mode, and various other unusual modes, but it will not include a GM mode because they're making a separate GM mode that will work on your mobile devices. So, in an interview with IGN Japan, Kenny Omega, who is one of the wrestlers at AEW, who is also the creative head of their gaming division, has explained that a lot of the details are still under discussion, but that the console game will include a campaign mode in addition to the multiplayer. He said that the general manager mode, as I said, will not be in the console game, instead remaining unique to the mobile title, All Elite Wrestling Elite GM. He's quoted saying, "I can't say right now that we're not sure of how many wrestlers will be available upon release, but one thing I can say is that the number of wrestlers in AEW is growing all the time, and the roster of wrestlers in the game will reflect that," he said. "There will be a campaign, various other unusual modes, and you'll be able to edit your own wrestler too." They've also said that they're aiming to release the game in 2021. This is not set in stone, but they are feeling that's a good time to release the game. So sometime by the end of this year, they might release an AEW game. And I will assure you, we will play that on stream. Because we have to. All Elite Wrestling video game on stream. What, Alex?
Sorry, I'm playing Among Us.
Wow.
I got a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the company that's going to be making the game?
Yuke's, the people who used to make the WWE 2K games.
Do you know what? That's a good choice. If they went for 2K, I think I wouldn't even look at the game at Yuke's, all.
Yuke's used to work with 2K, and then they left
right
2 years ago because of creative differences. So WWE 2K20, right, which is the one we played, is made by 2K's in it's made by 2K's 2K's game development studio called Visual Designs or something like that. They're the same people who make the NBA games. They made the rest of
it. They did a horrible job. A horrible job.
So then Yuke left, and apparently there was news that Yuke was going to go make a New Japan Pro Wrestling video game. But then All Elite Wrestling said, "Hey, do you want to make an AEW game with us?" Yuke said, "Yeah, sure." And then they're making an AEW. So there is promise in this. There might be promise.
Do you know what would hit the spot with AEW game? If the company was still alive today, THQ, that would have hit the spot. Having Yuke's and THQ work.
Fun fact: the member of the one of the ancient and most amazing WWF wrestling video games, WWF No Mercy, the creative head, I forgot his name. It's just a lot of Japanese words. There you go. Hiyuki Gera Ishii. What the fuck are now? Hideyuki Iwashita. Hideyuki Iwashita.
Ali, come in. Say that name. Come on. You're the Japanese guy of this group. Sorry to interrupt you.
Ali, are you able to say this name?
Come on, Ali. Say it.
Yeah, say what name?
Yeah. This name on the stream. You'll see this name.
Hideyuki. Is that
full name? This one. Full name. Here.
Iwashita. Yeah, Hideyuki Iwashita. Why, what's wrong with it?
I just couldn't say the name. He was one of the creative heads for the WWF of No Mercy game, and he is also working with AEW to make their video game. So there was a lot of good people behind this game. So it has every right to be successful, but time will tell. Are people excited for an AEW video game?
I personally am. I've been following AEW from the start that they came out.
I have too.
Do you know what's the thing? Do you know one thing that worries me, right? You caught me off guard, and I'm blaming you for this one. When they said they weren't doing a GM mode, I was like, what? You're not going to do the same mistake, you know, WWE is doing. But then you said they're going to make a separate version on the mobile.
Mm-hmm.
If they play their cards right, they could have a very dominant market on either App Store, iPhone, you know, whatever that's out there. Because I've been browsing through the App Store, right? I got Samsung. I've been browsing through the Google Store, sorry. And the games are horrible. And if a game like GM Mode, right, just comes into the Google Store, it will take over. If it's not a paid version, I believe it's going to have millions and millions of downloads if the cards are played right and if the game is as good as, you know, the article seems to indicate that it seems it's going to be good because of the people behind it, you know?
Quick news. UK Comic Cons will be aiming to do physical events in 2021. Do not agree with this decision personally. Unless this vaccine has been widely spread, because we've all been to Comic-Con. You know how fucking nuts Comic-Con get. You know how many people there are there, and how many of them are fucking fucking mouth breathers, like. and how many of them are fucking got the worst? Alex, let me finish. Have got the worst personal hygiene you've ever seen in your life. We all know this. And I ain't about to go to an event full of these people who half of them will probably have fucking COVID and then hand it out to other people because they can't breathe out their fucking nose because it's fucking clogged with fucking fat in their arteries. I hate it. I hate this decision.
He's not wrong,
but fucking hell.
That was perfect.
I just wanted to point that out. And I think it's a fucking stupid idea. Anyways, next. So you know how they're making a Loki TV show? You might not know this because you guys didn't know about WandaVision, but they're making a Loki TV show for Disney Plus, and Loki season one has not even started airing. But it's reported that they're already starting development on a season two. So, yeah, I think Loki is going to be successful because they're already planning on a season two.
That sounds way premature.
God of mischief.
To do it. Is the season one even out?
Judy!
Alex, she's gay. You can't have her, Alex.
I know, but fucking Judy. Hold on,
bam. Is season one even out?
No, it's not.
Oh yeah, Doctor Who.
And they're doing season... Never mind. Go ahead.
Here is the TikTok. End. We're not ending the podcast yet because we have one last thing to talk about. Food Wars! Anyways, so...
This shit, I'm out.
Food Wars has ended quite recently. Actually, not quite recently. It was a few months ago. It's last season. Final.
Wait, we're still going on?
Yeah, we're doing the
Food Wars. Food Wars is done.
Food Wars is done. Yeah, they did their final plate a few months ago. We have two Food Wars watchers in this podcast right now.
Hell yeah!
Ali, did you watch it? Please tell me you did.
No, he did not. No.
You bring
this. I told you to watch Food Wars.
How dare you, Ali? You hurt Bam's feeling. Look how sad he is.
I'm so sad.
The only thing this guy cares about is hentai, that's it.
Yes, no,
hey,
no.
Hey.
Yes, no, no.
Not only. That's all I'll say.
I love...
Again.
Food Wars. Right.
I wonder why.
I love... Food Wars.
He just told that.
Wait! What the fuck? I just realized what you said. Are you trying? Trying to get? I know where you live, Alex. I know where you live.
I like.
Man, food wars. I'm not gay. Jeez, calm down.
I wonder why. And I like Food Wars.
Okay, how many seasons are there? How many episodes?
I forgot our G3 password.
Alex,
don't say that out loud. Alex nearly just said our fucking password out loud.
No, actually, it's fine because we got it. We was gonna change it, remember? So
yeah, we didn't. But Alex, that doesn't change the fact you nearly just said our password out loud.
Oh, was it right? I thought it was
Alex!
He's still doing it! What the hell?
Oh, she fucked it.
Right, Alex, they don't call
it's
season...
It's not like the one who'll care about us.
Alex, shut your mouth before I slap you to a different planet.
Please do.
I do not want to be here.
You better not. Ali, they don't call seasons, they call it plates. So there's about five plates.
That's why I said the fifth plate. That's why I said the fifth plate.
I see the Colossus Wolf. I see that.
Do you know what? Real talk, I think there's gonna be a sixth plate.
Nice spelling.
There isn't.
The way it ended, I like the way it ended, but
the fuck is this?
It gave me the feeling.
I Google fucking Food Wars and I got fucking Food Insider with fucking US fucking US fucking fucking US fucking U fuck ah, I can't speak.
Hold on, that burger looked nice.
There we go. Yeah, Food Wars.
I believe there's going to be a sixth plate. The way it ended was giving me the vibe that there's more to it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he does it.
Fuck you, Alex.
That's the best of that.
I guess as the viewers may see later on, once this video goes live, is I'm the only mature person in this podcast right now.
That's a lie.
That is.
When did I do anything?
Bitch. That's a bitch. Lie. You ain't a fucking mature bitch. You ain't mature bitch. What the fuck you think you are? Bitch.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, man,
that
will show him.
Anyways, Food Wars. Let's go back to Food Wars.
Food Wars. So, you know what we could do? Because Ali hasn't seen Food Wars, and Alex, I'm guessing you haven't seen all of Food Wars, right?
I've seen all of it. I just don't remember it.
What we could do is we could do... So, do you know the channel Blind Wave? There's a channel called Blind Wave, which they basically do reactions. And the way they do reactions is that they have their footage in the bottom corner, right? Or the lower third, or the bottom of the screen, and then they react to it, and they only react to specific parts. What we could do, is we could have Alex and Ali join us. You can also
be there too.
You can also be there too, and we could do a Episode 1 of Food Wars Reaction.
I would think it's a
sub. We're gonna do the sub.
You better have it subbed before Ali goes completely.
We're not doing dub. Shut the fuck up. We're not doing dubbed. Jesus.
Thank you.
But, you see, look, if you said dubbed, this Ali would go a complete Karen.
Do you know what would you recommend you?
Okay, here it is. I want to show you this, because this show is fucking nuts, okay? So let me give you a bit of backstory to the scene. So, Yukihiro Soma, who's the main character, right? This lady is basically coming to test his food, to prove of this woman here. You never see her again, because she's a minor character, but she's coming to test the food to see if it's worthy, right? This is what happens. I'm just going to show you what happens, right? Audio fans, you're gonna also find enjoyment because of the audio from this scene is also nuts. So just get ready. This is what happens. Why is it so intense? It's just food. Ready? What's going on?
Mikuchiro, I
worst.
You went into the fourth dimension.
This is what I'm talking about.
Let me make
this show is nuts. Michael, this show is nuts.
I watched this.
No, don't you dare. I can understand
Michael's
the meaning
mature,
behind it.
He says, and he watched this.
I can this. Understand. Shut up. I can understand the meaning and
no,
the meaning
Michael,
behind
Michael, defend
it.
Yourself.
No,
I'm
I
sorry
will
to
defend
you, Michael,
myself.
You're not mature.
I am mature indeed, and I'll explain why. These are the visuals that explain how amazing the food is. Do not dare question my maturity.
You have orgasms.
What is wargasms?
You have wargasms.
What is? Do you know what's a wargasm? It's someone that loves war. I hate war.
Foodgasm.
That is war. Food war.
Yeah, it's food war because it's war because they're fighting with food, not physically. Yes, but you know, no. No.
I'm sorry, Michael, but you're not mature, mate. You watch this, therefore you're not.
I watch this because I love the story, and you know what? I would give this.
No, right, you love it because of the orgasm. It's so confirmed. You just love the food.
Out of five, I'll give this a 4.5. It was a very great, good anime. We will have a watch along, like Bam said. I'm excited to it. I'm actually excited to see Ali's reaction mainly.
And you guys need to see this fucking epic. It's nuts. It's a good show. God. But yeah, that's enough of Food Wars. And you know what? That's enough of this podcast. We're near the end, guys. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the podcast. I'd like to say welcome back to Season 2, or as we can call it, Plate 2 of the podcast, right? We need to remind you guys that we are on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, and we're also on Apple Podcasts. Listen to us by just typing in EG3 Podcast. Remember, EG3 Podcast. And if you want to find us on our YouTube channel, just search up G3 or any of the podcast titles. Should come up then. Anyways, I have been known giving G. This is our outro. I didn't mean that to play. Thank you for listening. I just want to thank everyone for it. We will see you guys for the next episode. Say bye, everyone who's in this call. Bye.
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 I like cookies.
What?